The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I just have one question for the woman who's on the phone for a second date update today. Mm-hmm. Alice?
Yes.
What is it going to take for me to get you into a date? What's it going to take?
What do you mean?
What do I got to do? What do I got to do to get you into this second date update? If you're wondering why I'm asking Alice that, that's because she met the guy that she wants to call today at a used car lot. Yes. He was actually the guy trying to sell her a car. His name is Dent. Uh-huh. And she went there looking for a car. They bonded a little bit, then went for coffee. And she didn't buy a car from him that day. Uh-huh. But she did go back to the dealership the next day and buy from another salesman. Ooh. And now Dent isn't calling her back. So she fears that maybe the reason he's not calling is because she bought a car from a different dude.
I'm still not sure that he thought that your guys' coffee date was actually a date. I never heard. How did you guys end stuff?
We just kind of said, like, well, be in touch with each other
over the car or over another date.
I guess it was unclear.
Okay,
that sounds like a really romantic ending to the whole thing. All right, well, I'm gonna dial his phone number right now, see if we can get Dent on the phone and make a deal. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, may I speak to Dent, please?
This is Dent.
Hey, Dent, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. How'd you guys get my number? What's going on?
Well, I got your number because I'm in the market for a Toyota Tercel.
Oh, stop it.
1985, if you got it.
Okay. Unfortunately, we don't have anything like that specifically on lot right now. But
Dent, I'm not calling about a Toyota Tercel.
No one is ever calling about a Toyota Tercel. Let's just say that right now.
Okay, then what are you calling me about?
Well, I'm calling because you recently went on a date with somebody, and they emailed us to get a hold of you.
Okay. I'm on a date?
Yeah. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So you went out with a girl named Alice for coffee a little while ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think I know what you guys are talking about. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay. So you know Alice and you remember Alice?
Yeah, I think so. If I'm thinking of the right person, yeah, I know. I remember her.
She's the one that wanted to buy a car from you but then didn't buy a car from you.
Yeah, how could I forget that?
It sounds like you're not happy about that.
Well, I am a car salesman, and we talked about buying a car, and then she didn't buy a car, so, yeah.
Is that the reason that you're not calling her back, because she didn't buy a car from you?
Okay, so let me just backtrack and explain what's going on here. So, yeah, I'm a car salesman, and yes, we talked about buying a car and went out to coffee, but here's the thing. I'm one of the best car salesman on the lot, and then there's also, like, I'll call him my rival, but actually he's not really like my arch rival or anything. He's like one of my best friends. We're like total bros, and kid you not, we seriously go 1-2 every month back and forth with deals and commissions and sales, yada 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 yada.
It sounds like an exciting relationship you guys have.
He's like, yeah, he's my best friend. It's always it's always fun to like bounce back and forth and be like, ha ha, beat ya.
Okay.
And what does he have to do with any of this?
So the guy she went and got the car from, after I set her up, set everything up, and was like, yes, going to get this sale in, she bought it from him.
Oh, so you're pissed because she gave that dude a sale over you.
Your rival.
I mean, it wasn't even that. That car sale is what put him over the month, and then so I ended up losing the month to him.
Oh, that sucks.
And on top of everything, he gets this big bonus that I've been so close to getting every month. So yeah, he walks away with my bonus, gets the deal, and he's constantly rubbing this in my face and won't let it go.
Wait, though. Can we all pause for a second? I mean, yeah, that sucks for work, but romantically, you didn't like the girl? Like, I don't get why that has anything to do with her. She didn't know any of that.
I never said I liked her romantically, though.
Oh. Well, she feels different. She thought that you were into her.
Yeah.
Look, I wasn't romantically interested. I'm gay.
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, doesn't that change everything?
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Why did we just start there?
Nobody picked up on that, and she obviously didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, so, like, sorry if that, like, didn't get communicated, but, yeah, it was, like, no intention to her. Really nice girl and everything, but, yeah, there's no way that's going to work out.
Hey, you know who'd be really surprised to hear that? It's Alice, and she's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about? She's on the phone?
Yes, she is. Alice, you there?
Hi.
Hey. Dent is gay, if you didn't hear that.
Yeah. Didn't really get that vibe from you when you asked me out for coffee and were flirting with me, but I guess that makes me feel better. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, like, no offense to you, it's just... Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't... Maybe there were signs and I didn't pick up on them, but...
I mean... I would hope so. It was like I talked about my partner half the time.
I thought you were talking about your business partner.
No, talking about my husband.
Oh, my God. Dude, you really weren't trying to pick up on her, Jen.
No.
I still thought, like, maybe you were, like, well, still leading her on just for the sale. But
right?
If you're talking about your partner half the time.
Well, then I don't understand why you said you thought I was attractive.
I mean, like, you are. You're a pretty woman, but yeah, it's just, I can look at someone and say they're pretty, can't I?
I don't know. Does your partner approve of that, Dent?
I mean, heck, we go out on coffee ourselves and we look at people and say who's hot and who's not and who's pretty. So why couldn't I?
Okay.
Right?
I guess I was just confused. I thought you liked me more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But you know who might actually be interested, might be able to help you out there? The guy you bought the car from?
Yeah.
I can guarantee you he's single and he would be interested. Ever since you bought the car, he hasn't shut up about it or you.
Oh, wow. Really?
Whoa. You are quite the salesman, Dent.
Dang.
See? Thank you.
He's getting you.
Can I have my bonus for it?
Yeah, sorry. You still lose out on the bonus.
Oh, no.
But Alice, would you like to go on a second date with Dent to the car lot to meet that other dude that sold you the car so you could go out with him maybe?
Ooh.
You know what? Why not?
Yay!
Awesome! I love playing matchmaker. I can promise you I will get you guys in contact with him like the next hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. You do work quick, Dent.
That's my specialty.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Alice, congratulations. I think you got a second date out of the second date update.
Guess I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not what I was expecting, but...
But it turned out wonderful.
I hope so.
And Dent, next time I buy a car, I'm buying it from you.
Oh.
For sure.
Oh. Well, if you're talking about that Tercel we talked about a little bit ago, I don't have that in stock, but I can set it up, I guarantee, in the next few days.
Wonderful. Let's do it, Dent. Get Alice a date. Get me a Tercel. This is a great second date update.
Yes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.